Julia. Anything you'd like to say? Tears and laughter, no? Isn't it great? Huh? How is it? Tears and laughter, how is that?
Great.
It's great, no? Don't hold it back. And beyond the tears and the laughter, there's silence, no? Close your eyes and go there. Just listen to the wind, the river. Your new name is Nanda. It means happiness, joyfulness. And you said you found what you were seeking for. It's the end of the search. When you find what you are seeking for, then you are happy, no? What a miracle, you found it. No, take good care of it, no? When you find something precious, you take care of it, no? Let it become your best friend. Very good. Just feel at home. No problem. We are used to drunkards around here. Sven, come here. Anything you like to say or ask?
Master. Just be my master.
I am already, no?
Yes, I know.
Just relax into that, no? You said that the most important in your life is realizing the presence of God, no? You remember?
Yes.
And you've been doing Kriya Yoga for 30 years, no?
Yes.
So what did it, did you find it?
Not yet.
Mm-hmm. So now, who has been looking? Who has been looking for God?
Something deep within me.
Yeah, but you drop that also.
I will try to drop that.
Drop the one who is looking. That idea that somebody is looking. There's nobody looking. Just drop that now. Drop your whole past. Your whole idea of who you are. Your whole seeking.
Yes.
Then what happens? If you are just here now,
yes.
Yes, then what is there then? no seeker, if no seeker is there, who is there then?
Consciousness.
Consciousness.
Yes.
Then. Isn't that consciousness God?
Yes.
Then stop seeking and see that which is. The seeker always look for something. No? The one who sees, sees.
Yes.
So be here now and see.
Yes.
It's God itself that is looking through you. Let that go deeper.
I need a
You see now? You see?
Yes.
Okay. Chalo. Hari Om.
Pulling in the oars of this tiny boat, growing weary of the rowing, and all the effort to reach some shore, when it's not sure where I'm going. Rising with the tide, surrender in an ocean. There is someone here to see, as if I'm separate from the ocean.
Die, who claims me, I serve.
can find you anywhere.
Beloved Babaji, there is so much to thank you for, and it's all about the support you relentlessly are giving, so I can come back to my heart, to the one heart where I find back to you. Before the retreat started, I was drowned in a state of insecurity, emotional pain, and burdened by guilt, a total mess. I was seeing the suffering I had created in my unconsciousness, and there was so much sadness in me. I always said you are a fool, Bansi. And fools, they have to go on creating pain and suffering and sadness in themselves and others, so maybe one day they see what they are doing. I'm just here watching the show. Then again, you wrote, and it's just because you have been so long around, I will answer you. But I must tell you, you missed out in the retreat. You played it very safe, and only now, afterwards, in the last day, then you start coming out. But because of my compassion, I will answer you, and maybe something goes in. There is no more question of fear of surrendering anymore. You are always trying to be a good disciple and surrender, but you cannot do these things, this happening in spite of you. And there's two parts. Either you have to be aware, the part of awareness, or you have to have the part of love, of surrender. But you weren't totally in either. And that's why the confusion. So all these sweet words you had given me, so many pages, is just sweet words, sugar-coated. Beloved, again, I remember how it feels when life is lived through the heart. It is the only thing ever made any sense. if that's the only thing ever made sense, why don't we do it then? I knew this already the first time I met you, and I'm so grateful that I can feel it again. There's a big gap then, from the first time you met me till now. What happened then, in all these years? What have you been practicing in between? Nothing. There is some people like that around, that they are just floating around. Just getting high on satsang, not looking at themselves, not working at themselves. Nothing will change then. It's like the candy is sweet when you get it. But you have to investigate yourself, you have to find out yourself. You cannot say one thing and do another thing. More courage is needed. More truthfulness is needed. Beloved, I need to stay in the heart. That is my only prayer. You must have had many, many other prayers. If you have only one prayer, then it's easy. So many other wishes and desires you must have had that you have forgotten what is the most important. So maybe that's why Buddha and all the enlightened ones say that suffering, sadness, pain is needed because you don't know what you are doing. You are totally asleep. Only out of some shocks can you start seeing what you are doing. So you know very well how to stay in the head, so maybe try to stay in the heart. The heart can never do these things to create sadness and pain and suffering. Then you say, on a practical level, I see a big blind spot coming up. I just need to put it out so I can do something about it. It is the yearly tax return that triggers it. I always want to think that I have paid my taxes when I haven't. What the fuck do I have to do with that? And I tell you, Bansi, that is nothing compared to other blind spots. It's not an important blind spot at all. But if you cannot even be aware of that, so my suggestion would be to practice awareness, to practice truthfulness, to practice courage. Beloved, I thank you. I thank you for your compassion with this slow disciple I am. Well, what can I do? But it is a bit of a drag, because it's really slow. And if you only got it when you met me, and now after going through this, then what have you been doing? Either you have to have awareness, or you have to have love, totality, surrender. You always wanted to do your own thing, even if you were here. The superficial persona, the ego, is always resisting. It always wants to do its own thing. But this is very hard. It has to be, you have to create conflict. Either you can let go or you can resist. When there is no awareness, then you live in sleep, then in darkness, then many stupid things happen, or because you don't see, you just stumble around in darkness. If you have awareness, you see then. Awareness needs light. You see what you do. But if again and again you are tricked by your mind, in the name of awareness, then you will fall flat on your face. If you can listen to your heart, then you know then. The heart knows what to do. The head is always confused. And still now I think you're confused. Even if you take choices, you are have to take them. Now you're confused if you were going to go or were going to stay. I will need to practice awareness. You will definitely need to practice awareness. Any start is good. Just one step in front of the other, very good. And don't try to be a perfect disciple. Relax, just be a fool. But don't hurt others. You have to be responsible, that the responsibility always comes with awareness. When you're responsible, then awareness will grow in you. And responsibility means you have to be responsibility to your own essence, to your consciousness, to your heart, not to follow the head, the mind, the ego, your desires, your instincts. I'm amazed only now. Everybody should choose. Do you want to follow awareness, truth, consciousness, love, or you want to follow your ego, your mind, your desires? If you feel that already, that choice, everything will be much more easy. You have to stand up to yourself, to be responsible for your own growth. These sugar-coated words want to, no, put it into action, not just words. What do I teach you all these years? If it's not courage, truthfulness, compassion, love, friendliness. Beloved Swat, to my King of the Spring and the Lord of the Lords, digesting again this never-ending magical journey in the here and now, in this forest with my beloved and the friends. Ah, such a blessing and a grace. Suddenly there is a little ache in the heart. Since 2 years back, when I wrote you about groups, I have had some experimenting in Oslo and also got some flow in giving individual sessions in Oslo and in Herdal. Very good. I also started giving massage. This change made me happy. Still, I have to combine it with some handicap work in the valley. Welcome. I'm in the same business. Isn't it great, Asman? We have to do what is needed. I'm trying to teach the cripples to walk. You don't need the crutches anymore. Really? Yes, just try. But I had the crutches for so long. Believe me. No, I can't. I have to combine it with some handicap work in the valley. That, I tell you, that is beautiful and easy compared to this. This is the thing with the poor gurus and masters, they have to deal. It's the worst, the unconsciousness, the resistance. Just a small volume is needed to ensure me this. So still there is a lot of space for putting my energy into creating. For example, a meditation group and using all my experience, love and wisdom from almost a lifetime to share what I love. Still it's not happening. Why am I holding myself back? I write this letter to stand up for my need of sharing to the world. And I also help myself to let go of too much work, that type that belongs to the past. The tendency to go for the safe money is still strong instead of giving space for the new. My heart is overflowing and I cannot wait. Still, something is in the way. Can you please comment and put some light on it? Love and gratitude at your feet forever. I love you, Asmani. I don't need to put word on it. It's just the mind that's trying to keep some kind of security. But this is not security, it's just all boredom. Holding on to something old. You are a wild spirit. Accept it. You are more than ready. Let go. And it's very clear what you want to do. There's nothing in the way. Nothing in the way. Keep that as a mantra till you are finished with it. Nothing in the way. Nothing in the way. Nothing in the way. And just do it. What was it?
There's nothing in the way. There's
nothing in the way. Don't wait. Do it. It's ready. The doors are open. Nothing in the way. You have to share what you love, no? By sharing what you love, you create more love, no? More happiness, no? It's much more valuable. It's not in the money. You are gaining something else. By being happy, by being real, by being truthful, to listening to yourself and sharing what you love to do, no? You should risk everything. We have to just be take risks sometimes. Do your own thing, you know, whatever the situation. Mahant, the truck driver, pulls into the truck stop, desperate need of some coffee. He goes inside and gets his big cup of coffee and a piece of good cake. Sitting next to him is a member of the Hells Angels motorcycle gang. A big brute with a big mustache and tattoos all over, even in the face. He looks at Mahant and says, "Hey man, I don't like you sitting so close here next to me. Move over." Mahant doesn't say a word, just looks at him, and the Hells Angels guy reaches over and puts his cigarette out in Mahant's coffee cup. But still, Mahant is very silent and continues eating his cake. He had just been in satsang the day before, so he's still cool, calm and collected, trying to keep the fragrance. When Mahant is finished eating his cake, he gets up, pays the bills, and leaves. When he has gone, the Hells Angel guy says to the waiter, "Oh man, that guy was really a pushover. Did you see what a coward he was?" "Yes," says the waiter, looking out the window. "Maybe a real coward, and also a terrible driver. He just drove over some guy's poor Harley Davidson motorcycle." A man is drowning in a river and is shouting for help, saying, "I can't swim, I can't swim." "So what?" shouts back a drunk from the bank by the name Rahi. "I can't play the piano, but I'm not shouting about it." My God.
Anything you want, you got it. Anything you need.
To the Lord of Love, you are the magnificent flight of the birds. You are the beauty of the untouched forest. You are vast as the sky. The Beloved is all and beyond. He is the most delicate baby. He is the most rascal child. He is the most loving mother. He is the safest arm of the father. He is the craziest brother. He is the most generous lover. The Beloved is all and beyond. He gives me all. He is all. There are not enough diamonds on the earth to cover the floor where he steps on. There are not enough flowers on the earth to offer him as malas. The Beloved One gives life a meaning. The Beloved offered me sacredness. When I look at the clean river, I see his flow. When I drink a cup of coffee, I feel his divine joy. When I look at the beautiful night, I see his attitude. When I close my eyes, I see him. My Beloved is all and beyond. There is not enough days in a lifetime to be grateful for his presence, to thank him. He is the King of Love. Long life to the King. Long life to the King of Love. Long life to my Beloved Babaji. Thank you. At your feet. Yours, Ayana. Hari Om. That's what the heart is doing when it's touched, when it's overflowing, when it's in love. Then poetry, dance, songs, beauty comes forth. Take care of your own heart. And find peace, find beauty, find love. For love is all there is. Aum Shanti.
counting drops, the water soothing. I hear the wheels in rhythm moving. The truth is reckless, that's its beauty. It won't be captured, kept or shaded. As time weaves, I serenade. My trembles pass, my eyes remain upon the sea, upon this place. Death can't find me today. I'm counting drops as I sing awake, unafraid and moving. I listen to the ocean, it's my music. I can't die if I don't fear it. This infinite life, this infinite spirit. As time weaves, I serenade. My trembles pass, my eyes remain. I'm counting drops upon the sea, upon this place. Death can't find me today. I'm counting drops.